Blog Talk Radio.
Listening to Ghost Rider Paranormal Radio. We're broadcasting a very special edition tonight. This is our first simulcast, and we thank you all for listening in. We have Disgruntled Dan, Fire Witch, Karen from DRI, Arizona. Karen is leading her own team down there in the wilds of Arizona and soon to be on our grand tour with us. We have Lion and V. Zela is with us, or Zela. I'm not sure how to say that, so I'll do my best. But we are also broadcasting live on Shoutcast. We have our own provider now, and we're able to do dual broadcast on two networks. And you can listen to us through Blog Talk Radio. And now we have the capability through www.distantechosradio.com to be able to host our shows, and soon to have several other shows hosting with us and using our bandwidth for their purposes. And so the schedule will be out there for folks to listen in to what's going on. So tonight it's more of a test show. We're just going to go ahead and do some, my normal EVP work that we do. And we'll have some callers calling in. I think Joy might call in to, maybe do some EVP with us and talk a little bit about EVPs. We'll try not to pay too much attention to the fact that we're simulcasting at the moment. But things are going well. We're broadcasting at a minimum amount of bandwidth just to be safe to start, and things are looking good. So with that said, today is, as you well know, for those of you still on this side of the country, that it's not midnight here in the West Coast, it's basically the longest, I think the longest day of the year. This is, June 21st, for some of you on the East Coast, June 22nd, but it is the point. This is midsummer. We are actually at the point in the year where the days and nights are pretty much equal length, and there will be some that believe that if you believe in kind of a pagan belief system, that the great god, goddess of all things, are at their maximum power. So, hats off to the goddess if you believe in her. And this is her day, and we always keep our minds open to such things. And let's see, we have Gerber Daisy with us. Good to see you, Gerber. And always has the same icon, too. I like that. I like that orange with the I'm not even sure what that icon is. this software has so many neat things in it. But anyway, we're going to be doing I see we got a 386 caller, but their hand is not up. So, excuse me. So anyway, if we don't get a caller in with their hand up, and I do see now a 248 in, what we're going to do tonight is just standard good old run-of-the-mill EVP, and I see Dominica has joined us. Hello, Dom. Dom, I am told that you live in Sedona, and if you do, It turns out we are on our grand tour. We're going to be going on the grand tour through Nevada and on down through Arizona, and we are passing through Sedona Way. So if you happen to be there, you might be able to hook up with us, and we might be able to do some paranormal investigation with you. So if that is the truth, and Karen is eating dinner, well, we'll just have to hold the show up for you to wait for you to finish your dinner there, Karen. Anyway, I see some hands up, and let's see, we have 386, so I'm going to go ahead and take calls, and let's see, I'll make sure I've got Audacity running. So you're near Sedona. That's good. So if you so choose, Ms. Dominica, we may be in touch with you as we pull into that region. And who knows, maybe we'll hook up and get to say hi to you. And while we're out exploring the area and getting to know that part of Arizona, the Grand Tour is just looking to be a really big thing for us. So we're just excited as all get up about it. And let me just check one thing, make sure I'm looking at Distant Echoes. And we've got zero listeners out of 100 on the Distant Echoes line, but I know one good thing is we're really exercising the connection, making sure everything's good. And as we develop this further, I know we're going to get more listeners out there. So we've got a great bunch here on Blog Talk, but we're going to be developing that other audience too. And let's jump back and take care of the hand up over here. 386, you're on the air.
Hi, John. That's Joy.
Well, hi, Joy.
How are you?
I'm doing good. It's a quiet night out here. I got the K2 running just in case we have any spirits that show up.
I'm sure we will. Could be very interesting. There's no telling what could happen here because I'm in this. It's not a new place. It's an older home, and now that I've moved to Pennsylvania, but there's a lot of activity in this house.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
What's going on with this place that you're in?
I don't know, but I see something every day.
Oh, really?
And I've only been here, I think 4 or 5 days, short period of time, but yeah, it's...
Well, how was the trip up, for you and your move? Did everything go good?
Sitting on the back porch, and I looked up at an apartment over the garage type thing that's on the other side of the yard, and I saw something looking at me, watching me, kind of transparent. It was a woman. I think it was like an old-timey cotton white nightgown, but just as soon as I looked up and realized it's like, okay, I'm being watched. She kind of stood sideways and was just peeking. But, there's a lot of things going on here. It's interesting.
And what part of Pennsylvania are you in?
It's in Nanticoke, right near Wilkes-Barre. It's named after the Nanticoke Indians.
Okay, well, I'll tell you what. Are you up for doing a little EVP here with us, and we'll just give it a try and see what we've got going on there?
Oh, yeah, and I've got some more questions for Malachi, too, I think, or either Lady Nada, whoever wants to answer.
Okay, well, let me do what we always do. I've got the FM ready to go, and it looks like we've got a good, nice, clean signal there. Yep. Okay, I'm going to go ahead and run a test burst here just to make sure the audio is good. Here we go. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, check. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, check. Okay, it looks good. So here we go. I'm going to do a count. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, go.
Prophet Malachi or Lady Nada, I'd like to know if I should find my parrot, Hetty, another home, or is she safe here? And am I safe here, or do I need to worry about being in any physical danger? And also...
And make sure, when you do this, make sure you give it 20 seconds.
Okay. Oops. I don't have a watch.
Okay, we'll time it at right now. We'll go 20 seconds at 50 seconds starting now.
Okay, and Lady Nada or Prophet Malachi, can you tell me if the state of Florida is in danger from being submerged or partially submerged this July?
Okay, and then let's repeat your first question so we get it set correctly. So go ahead and repeat the first question, and then we'll just go, and I'll throw out that first part.
Oh, you want me to do it again?
Yep.
Okay. Lady Nada, or Prophet Malachi, can you tell me if I should rehome my parrot, Hetty, and... is she or myself in any physical danger in this house?
Okay, go ahead and stop it there, and I am going to take care of something also. Just a second.
What the heck? Okay.
And
looks like we have a problem in the chat.
Yeah, I got rid of that person.
Okay.
Lion, I have your IP address, and what I will be doing is checking in. If you continue to harass us, what will end up happening is I'll be in contact with your provider. So trolls are not welcome here on my chat.
Did you get rid of Zella?
Yeah.
Zella, okay. That one looks like a problem, too.
Okay. And we'll get rid of that. Let's see if I can. Let me just broadcast B.Zella. Huh. I'm looking at this Zella character and see.
No, they, Florida is in danger of, no, I don't think so. They need to leave.
Trying to get rid of this person, but they picked a name. I'm going to have to put some rules in. They did something. But, let me see if I can do a boot. No, yeah, Zella, you're... I think that you're probably Debbie Daly or somebody like that. So.
Yep.
Yep. So I just banned. Goodbye, Dzilla. So we got rid of those people, and that's what's happening is I had to open up a little bit for Texas.
Well, it looks. Yeah, Texas. It looks like okay. Well, it looks like they're still in.
Yeah.
Or maybe I have it. Or I have a delay. Maybe.
Yeah, so we got rid of, and if we keep seeing it, I wish Kathy was here. And we got a new one.
Oh, yeah.
So we got this one. I'm going to go ahead and ban that one.
Yeah.
Okay, I got rid of that. And so if we just keep
seeing that. So you opened up Texas, huh?
Yeah, and I got rid of the... Co-demons also. So, yeah, quite a few of them just showed up to start trouble, but that's no problem. And
yeah, and I'm guessing they're all from Texas.
Yep. So Kathy is taking care of this. And, yep, we know it's Debbie Daly and her company, so we're just taking care of these guys.
Right.
And they just decided they're going to show up and start some trouble. So
yeah,
I'm kicking out all the ones I don't know. And
bye-bye.
And I'll just have to turn off. I'll put the code back in to get rid of all of them. So, yeah, we've knocked it down to just the ones we want. And
Oh, and they want to listen to us so bad. They want to play with us, you know.
Oh, I just get tired of the stuff.
I know. I was being facetious.
I just like if you think we're so special that they have to come in and harass us.
I know.
Better to do with their.
Well, they're just dying to know what we're doing.
I know. It's just I just get really tired of the same childish crap. I mean, if they would just friggin' grow up, you know. Anyway, let me just. Okay, what I'm going to is take it out.
Okay, and if they started interrupting and I forgot what I was doing. Should I throw in anything else about inviting any of the ghosts that are around here to speak up, or do you think maybe they'll just chime in anyway?
Yeah, and that guy.
Oh, what's already there?
Coming back. I just banned his IP, so and I'm going to take and I'm going to record every single IP that came in. I have all the logs. You're on my turf now, guys. So what I'll do is I will have all your IPs. I'll look up your providers, and I'll just be submitting abuse reports and the more of those that go on. And you're all from Texas. I know that's exactly what's going on. So just keep them in.
Now they've picked the wrong person to play with.
Yeah, and it's what it is. It's Texas, and they just.
I know. We know who they are.
Yeah, we know exactly who they are. So anyway, I'm going to go ahead and play your. We took it up to about 39 seconds, and I restarted you. So let me play this one section here.
I don't have a watch.
Okay, and let me just make sure everything's. Yeah, I banned them by IP. I got rid of them a little bit. Yeah. Okay, and I think you started at about 51 seconds.
And Lady Nada.
Okay, so I'm going to cut out everything from before then. We just had to start because, what we do is we usually start with about 10 seconds worth of question, and then shoot forward. Now, what I'm going to do is just go ahead and run the standard. Oops, I forgot to turn off. Gee, that would be helpful if I turned it off. I knew I had something going on. I couldn't quite. I got distracted by all those trolls coming in. And, I feel bad that, I've got a few friends in Texas.
Yeah, I got
really
distracted from those darn trolls, and I meant to ask if there was a chance I was going to be moving to Salem. Darn.
Okay. We'll do another one. I've got distracted a little bit with some of that stuff. But what we'll do is we'll run the compression, and then I'll do another test set with you, and we'll just make sure we get that other question in. And,
okay.
I'll bet you he is getting annoyed. And the thing is, for all of you trolls out there, I do internet security design. So do you really want to keep coming up with this crap? I mean, I'm recording everything. I've got all the logs, and I'll just submit them to your abuse, and I'll be calling your providers. And that's fine with me.
Oh, Kathy's here. Good.
Okay, here we go.
We could have used her earlier.
Yep, and so I just hit another one, so I just keep taking them out. So we'll just do that, and Miss Daly and company can have their fun. Okay, here we go. I'm going to take. It looks like your question ran up to about 19 seconds, and then I took. So that's the first one, and let's see. I'm going to run some compression here. And I'm just going to keep an eye. Kathy's here. Kathy, thank you for being here to help with the banning.
Really?
We had a whole bunch of them show up, and they're getting thrown out. So I'm sure it's Jake and company over there in Michigan, and then we got some Texas ones. They don't have a lot of much to do, so they decided they're going to come here and make their fun. have fun, guys. That's all you get on your mind. Okay, so anyway, we're going to get this done, and it looks pretty good. I'm not sure I got any left channel bias. This is a little different night, so we'll just see what we get. I'm going to go to noise on this first question.
I'm real curious to see what happens because this house is, there's no telling.
Yeah, it's, I mean, you know, how old is this place? It sounds like it's fairly...
I would say probably built in the 40s. I'm not exactly sure, but just from the looks of the exteriors. I mean, I can tell that it's been redone on the inside. It's, you know, but from the exterior, I'd say probably in the 40s. Maybe sooner. I'm not too sure. I would have to ask.
Do you think that there's somebody's like died on the property, or you know, there's like a major history like that going on?
You know, I haven't really checked on the history. I haven't been told, but I guess I'm going to have to start asking. But I don't know if I'll get answers. But I did mention the ghost I saw in the apartment above the garage that I saw in the window, and I didn't get the reaction I got. He didn't seem surprised. So maybe they just don't want to talk about it. I don't know.
What you can do here?
I'm kind of feeling that, yeah, it's because this house I know has been passed down in that family. So I'm thinking there's a lot of family history involved in the ghost activity.
Well, it looks like I'm getting some good EVP stuff here. There's definitely a strong right channel bias on this, and I'm going to lose part of this, but I didn't get quite what I wanted. But the first one looks real good. The second one, I'm just starting I'm cleaning it up, and I'll have that done here momentarily. And it looks like you got some responses, and they seem pretty powerful. The first one had a real strong, heavy-duty response right off the bat, and I'm not sure. And the second one seems to have a similar thing. It just jumps right out, and, you know, this thing was really getting into talking to you. So, and I think they know, I would get the feeling they knew you were coming. That's just the instinct I have. Are you laughing?
I was reading something in the chat. It's like, looks like we got another troll.
Yeah, just keep on coming, guys, and we'll just keep recording you. So tomorrow when I get some time, I'll pull the logs out and start analyzing them. And I will bet you that it's... somebody from Grand Rapids, Michigan, and we got another one from Sunnyvale, Texas, and believe me, as well, who's who. So we've got that all down, guys. So anyway, I'm not going to let you distract me from what I'm doing. If you got nothing better to do, fine, but, you know, have at it. We just keep booting you up. and we're not going to end up being hateful people like you. We're just going to protect our chat room, and that's the way it works. So.
Oh, yeah, I didn't... Okay. I forgot to bless the room. Whoops.
Could you do that while I'm sitting here finishing this piece up? That would be really cool.
Yeah. I had pulled. I was going to, and for some reason my chat box was just hanging up, and I couldn't get it to do anything. See if I can get that done now.
Well, see if you could do that. I'm almost done here, and you know, I'll just have this in just a second. And I may extend the show.
Well?
That sounds like you. I heard like a strange noise there. Oh, that was weird. Okay, it went away. Okay, it looks to me like this is almost done. Now, I think I'm just going to go with that. And I think we're good to go. So let's see what we got. Let me check the chat. And Kathy has booted that one person. Woohoo, way to go. So we've got, and we have this LOL character in. I don't know who LOL is, but these are names I haven't seen before, and I'm sure that we're going to have fun there. So I don't know who these people are, but if it's Texas, I'll find out, and we'll just take it from there. I just wish, you know, I was born in Texas. I just wish they would have some, like, manners. And I'm just going to check something right now. So,
wow.
Yep, 174.3.211.37. There's their, and they're on Shaw Cable. Okay, just checking. We have our tools in here that I can use to see what's going on. So, okay, well, if you want to ask a question, ask away, but we're not sure who you are. Okay, Kathy's got it. So I'm just going to worry about the show then. So Kathy's taking good care of everything.
Yeah.
Go ahead, Paul. Ask the question. And we know that you're probably a troll, but go for it.
There we go.
Are you back in?
Oh, yeah, I'm back. I finally got my problem.
Just kicked Lol out. I just did it anyway. What the hell? So sorry, you know, but anyway, let me see here. We got your first question, so I'm going to go ahead and start, and we'll play that from 0 seconds forward.
And Lady Nada or Prophet Malachi, can you tell me if the state of Florida is in danger from being submerged or partially submerged this July? Wow.
Yeah, that was the start of it. So it was really powerful what came
out. Yeah, and wow, that I wasn't expecting that. That was a killer.
Yeah, I didn't have it highlighted the way I usually do. And so what I'm going to do is I'm fixing one thing. I'm going to extend the show 30 minutes while I've got a chance now that we've got that question there. So I'm just going to extend 30 minutes. And okay, we're almost there. Get that done. And it's a strange energy tonight. Let's see. Kathy just banned somebody again. Kathy's got the boot button out. You go, girl. Okay, so we got that going, and let me go ahead and get started here. So we are at 19 seconds, and we had the first really loud. This thing just came boiling out of nowhere. And let's see. Lion got kicked out, and Mike Hunt, now that's a new one that just shows up. And we'll see if Mike Hunt is somebody who's nice or not. So here we go. So 18 seconds to 20, here we go. Like Get Helis or something like that. So
wow.
I don't know what that is, but it sounds
one I've heard before.
Yeah, it's a higher pitched male voice. So
that's got to be something coming from this house.
Yeah, I don't know what to make of it, but I think it's saying yes, he's nice. And Kathy, when you do the ban their IP. You know, because they'll just keep coming back in. So just click on them and then hit the ban IP, and that'll take care of it. Okay, I'm going to keep going with this while she's doing that. Let's see, 20 to 23 seconds. Let's see what we get for this first phrase. You're going to have to ask about somebody named Walter, and it's basically saying, see Walter, he's with Jesus. And so I don't know what to think there, but let's try 23 to 25 on the next phrase here, And let's see. Wow. Okay, your suspicions are right on the money. It's saying we're in the house. Okay.
I knew that.
Kathy, we've got somebody named Dash that's in, so that one is looking suspicious too. So just keeping an eye on. I know you see it, so we're just watching. And the minute they try anything, just take them out. 25 to 27, here we go. It's saying you've been nice to me, so you've actually been. It's definitely responding to you.
Yeah, I've been talking to them.
Exactly what I say. I think you've been talking to them.
I'm not afraid of them. I'm trying to communicate.
Okay, here we go. Let's just keep going. Let's see, 27 to 29. Here we go. Okay, this is another male, and he's saying Richie. You there?
Oh, that's cut out for a minute. He was saying what?
Richie will help you. It's a male.
Richie.
Yeah, huh. Richie will help you. So I don't know if you're going to run into a Richie or if it's a spirit that's coming through named Richie. But let's take the next phrase, 29 to 31.
Yeah.
Okay, this is the same male, and he's saying, we will, period, got to hear you. We will, got to hear you. So I think they're really wanting to listen to what you have to say to them. And,
great.
I mean, it's not answering the question you had directly.
Yeah.
I just think they're really interested. They just want to get it across that they're there with you. 31
yeah.
to 33. Here we go. Okay, it says we in house near you, meaning what I think they're saying to you is that they tend to base out of the house more than they're in the place that you're in, that they are curious about you. You like popped in, I think, and they're wanting to check you out. And, so they're coming in and out of there, but they're not like in there. I would guess the way they're saying this, they're not in there all the time where you're at.
It's hard to say.
Yeah.
I think they're there's some in both houses, I believe. I think
well,
they're just all over their property. But
yeah.
I'm trying to figure out. I think there's one that and I haven't figured out if it's the mother or what, but hoping to find out. One time I have to see if I can ask and see if any of the spirits can tell me where the hidden tackle box is.
Yeah,
Because there's a tackle box with like thousands of dollars worth of old tackle in it that apparently the woman hid after her husband Frank died because she was upset and didn't want the stuff around because it reminded her of him. And apparently she hid it somewhere. And maybe we can get some help and find it now.
Okay, let me see. I'm just checking a couple of things. So let's keep going. Let's try 33 to 35. Here we go. Okay, one of these spirits is claiming to be the boss man. He says, "You see, I'm the boss man." So, you know, he's kind of, he's trying to, I guess, claim hierarchy of some sort. Like, yeah, I'm the boss man. I know how things are. This is the way it's going to be kind of deal. 35 to 36 is Nick's phrase. Here we go. Okay, we heard you out. Took me a while to get that, but I think you talked to them at some length. You still with me?
Yes.
Yeah.
Breaking up a little bit. Yeah, I just, now whenever I sense them, I just talk to them, you know, at least say hello, acknowledge their presence.
Yeah. Well, it sounds to me like they're doing their best to make sure you know they heard everything you said. So let's see, 36 to 38. We're almost done with the first question. Here we go. Okay, they said, you're the priestess.
yep.
Okay, they're very aware.
Oh, they know. Okay.
They know, all right. 38 to 40, here we go. You're the priestess. Yes, we hear them. So that's the first set right there. Yes, we hear them. And Kathy is, it looks like Mike is sitting there having himself a great time, but Mike got thrown out. Yeah, I knew he was sitting there waiting to hit. And so they decided to send on us in droves. That's okay. I'll just analyze all the logs. No problem. Okay, second question. Here we go. And that runs, and that goes quite a ways. Okay, I'm going to just go ahead and play it, and then we'll start at 118 with the analysis. So here we go, your second question. Okay, and then let's repeat your first question so we get it set correctly. So go ahead and repeat the first question, and then we'll just go, and I'll throw out that first part.
Oh, you want me to do it again?
Yep.
Okay. Lady Nada, or Prophet Malachi. Can you tell me if I should rehome my parrot, Hetty? And is she or myself in any physical danger in this house?
Okay, so we got that. Same kind of thing at 118, a very strong response. So this is going to be a little louder than everything else that follows. So here we go. I can't tell, but it's definitely like a yell, you know?
Yeah.
Mouth ease or something like that. Let me try it again. If I didn't know any better, it was saying Kathy's. Kathy's. You know, it sounds like it's saying Kathy's. So I don't know what the heck that's the closest thing I can get, and I'm not sure it's talking about our Kathy, but it is definitely saying something along the lines of that. And it's so full of static and stuff, I just don't know I'm going to be able to do much with it. But let's take it from here, from 120, actually 119 and a half to 122. Here we go. Okay, this was a direct reference to Malachi. It says, I spoke to Malachi. Okay. Yeah, it's like it's unmistakable. So 122 to I'm going to take it at about 124. Let's see what we get here. You know, I'm going to take this and just do a little more noise reduction and kind of blend this a little better. It's just on the edge of. I mean, I was able to catch some of their initial meanings, but it's just needing a little extra work. So I'm going to do that and then boost it up about 2 dB. That'll help a little bit. So I'll clip it. Okay, here we go. So we just did 119 to 122. So I'm going to just listen to this first part again. Yeah, okay, so it definitely came out better. That sounds better to me. So we'll take it 122 to 124. Okay, I'm going to shorten that up a little. 123. We help her. We help her. So that's, 122, 123. And I hate sometimes the phrasing, you know, it's always tough to pick when you're doing this kind of work to pick the point at which you're going to break these things up. So it's, you know, sometimes you just have to shorten it up, and that's what I had to do in that one phrase there. 123 to 125 and a half. Here we go. Help you, we're going to the light. Help you, we're going to the light. Okay, so 125. Yeah. 125 to 128 and a half. Next phrase. Here we go. Okay, I'm going to break that up a little more. 127 to 125. This is such a strange phrase. A tiger is in here, and it's really clear. It's down in, it's lower in the volume, but it's a very distinct voice, and it says, "A tiger is in here. A tiger is in here."
A tiger is in here.
Mm-hmm. That's exactly right.
And so,
Yeah, 127 to 128 and a half. It's almost like if I know pagan lore and that kind of thing, if I guessed it, you might have a familiar that is a tiger, a spirit tiger.
Oh, well, that's totally possible.
Yeah, so I don't know.
But I mean, I know I have a serpent.
Yeah, well, I think you got yourself a big cat, a big tabby. You might want to get some cat toys out, you know. So,
I wonder if that's reference to the cat here. Not my cat, but somebody else's cat.
Could be.
But I had a talk with the cat yesterday, well, psychically, you know, making sure that the cat wasn't going to mess with the bird, but so far the cat's been very scared of me or the bird and goes running. I gave it some catnip yesterday and, like, sat down and, you know, like, talked with it.
Oh, God.
You know, it was like, cat, you, it's okay, you can like me, I'm a witch, you know, you should like me.
I think you're going to get along with that cat. I think it's going to work out. It's
The cat's been fine today, so.
A tiger is in here, that's what it's saying, a tiger is in here, so it probably is relating to that cat. Let's see, 127, 128 and a half, here we go. What's the situation around the house? Are there any roads that are like right nearby that...
Yes, very close.
Is there like a road that is such that it's not where a lot of traffic goes through, but it's just sort of off to the side?
No. Like- the front yard is very short and very close to the street, and it's pretty much like, I guess you would say, a main drag.
Okay.
Through town, it's quite annoying.
This voice is a male, and he's saying, "Meet me in the road."
In the road?
So you might want to stand off the road just for, because the living don't do well with getting hit with cars. But you know, he's saying that, "Meet me in the road." So I think what he's meaning is just stand, you know, meet out front, you know, where this is all leads out towards the road. So, but yeah, it's as if they want you to stand outside and talk to them. Is that the place you saw that shadow? You were sitting out looking at that?
No, that was on the back side, and there is a street on the other side of that house.
Well, I think you may want to reconnoiter and just look around some more there, and I don't know, because it's pretty clear about the road. So if there's a road that's slightly off the beaten path, you might want to walk around and just throw your senses open and see what you pick up.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's weird. Yeah, I'm still a little beaten in the road. What's that about? So 128, though, 128 and a half to 130.
Well, if you ever make it out to the East Coast, this would probably be an interesting house to visit, because this place is full of spirits, animal, previous human, you name it.
I think I'm going to be doing the West Coast tour here, but in early 2011, if the planet is still here and the economy is still here, I will be out probably in April and May of 2011, I'll be out that direction.
Yeah, I doubt.
Yeah, I am because I have friends in New York, and Pennsylvania is not too far from New York, so I would be.
No, not at all.
Yeah, so I would be able to pull that off and do a couple of weeks out that way. So I think we would have a great time. So I count me in for that. I can't swing it. I'm trying to swing this grand tour this year, and it's just a little much because I've got my dad's surgery this week, and you know, all these things are going on, and
of course, chances are, if I'm still on the East Coast, I'd probably be in Salem, Massachusetts. But
that would be wicked cool. I'd go out for that too. So
yeah,
I'll be
that's
there.
Where, yeah, that's where I want to go.
I think if you go there, it doesn't matter where you are. I'll swing out, and I'll make sure to visit you there. So, let's see, 128 and a half to 130. Here we go. You want tree. Watch tree.
Watch tree. Okay.
And it's not done with that sentence, so I want to see if it continues on and finishes. 130 to 131 and a half. Okay, you want tree, it is haunted. That's exactly what it's saying. You want tree, it is haunted. And then the last
okay.
Yeah, 132 to 133 and a half, here we go. They are not going to answer your questions directly. They are telling you.
Yeah, obviously not, no.
Yeah, and this is not a Q&A.
And I wonder if that's Frank.
Well, these guys are, and this is primarily male spirits speaking. I mean, they are very.
Yeah. It more than likely it's Frank.
Okay, here we go.
The one I've been hearing about.
131 and a half to 133 and a half, and this is the last one. Here we go. Hilton here to find you. Okay, so let's go in the context of what we have. The first one, you were talking about the disasters on the East Coast, and instead they went completely their own way. It says, yes, he's nice. See Walter, he's with Jesus. I couldn't read what I wrote there. We're in the light. That's it. We're in the light. And then it says, you've been nice to me. Richie will help you. We will. Got to hear. We're in house near you. You see, I'm the boss man. We heard you out. And so they're saying they listen to you. You're the priestess. Yes, we hear them. Then the second question, it said, Kathy's real loud. And then it says, I speak to Malachi. So it's almost as if your boss man guy is doing the talking to Malachi, and Malachi's about to say, here's the rules. And we help her, and I think that meaning they're going to help you. We're going to the light. And I think that it must be some sort of indication that there's some sort of deal been made to work with the good side of things to try to work with you. So those local spirits are cooperating with Malachi. It would be a guess. A tiger is in here, which I believe is your cat energy that you're talking about, you know, we talked about.
Yeah.
And then it says, meet me in the road. You want tree. It is haunted. That is directions to a particular spot on the property.
But
there's like a tree. There's a tree near the road.
And there aren't. And I don't think there's any trees on the property. The closest tree is one on the other side of the fence and another yard.
Well, you might want to just throw your senses open and just take what we've got here.
Oh, I'll have to go look on the
fence. And look for, don't just assume that it's just a tree that's still standing. Look for the stump of a tree that may have been.
Unless it's the tree at the cemetery.
Could be. You know, just.
Yeah, and I haven't seen it, but.
Yeah, go around and look at what's going on and then just trust your senses. And then when we do a check reading again, we'll see what we got.
Huh.
It says here, the final thing, you want tree, it is haunted. Help me to find you. And so there's a bunch of male energies that are they're really strongly pulled around you to help you, you know, as part of this whole thing. Yeah. And I'm going to save this while I'm remembering here. Let me export this and make sure we get this so we can get this mailed to you. And today is... Yeah, it's a pretty good reading for June 21st, huh? Of course, it's a 21st. Let's see. But that is neat. And wouldn't it be the case you'd get into a haunted spot like that? joy session. Here we go. Joy session. And I'm saving that off. Okay, the way that goes. How's the chat room doing? Looks like we got rid of our problem generators. We got all our regular.
Oh, yeah, I think Kathy took care of them all.
Yeah, Kathy and between Kathy and me, I was doing some serious booting there, you know, but she got in there and whipped. She kicked some ass. Yeah. Kathy, thank you so much for coming in. We appreciate it. And we'll take a moment, too. We've got Castles with us. We have Kathy manning the boot console. And, boy, did she get out the sword tonight, and she chopped heads. We got Disgruntled Dan. We have Domenico Morey. We got Elizabeth Rose. Hello, Elizabeth. We got Fire Witch, Flygirl MD80, Gerber Daisy, and Karen over there in Phoenix also is with us. So we got the regular gang is here listening in. And so it's good to have you here on our simulcast. I am going to check one thing. Before we continue, I just want to make sure that our broadcast is still going with simulcast. And I'm just seeing, yes, we are kicking along. It's kind of neat. You can get into Shoutcast with Winamp. Winamp has a plug-in that you can then hook up, and you can do simulcasting to the Shoutcast systems that I'm tied into. And it's great. It's all free stuff. And so, you know, we're doing great tonight for this first time simulcast that we've ever done. So we'll be doing more of that. And some of you who may, for example, Kathy down the road will start working on some techniques to get her shows out there on Shoutcast also. And so tonight, just to let everybody know, tonight is the first night that Distant Echoes Radio Network is on the air. So we have our technology that we worked for about the last month on in, you know, full swing. And it's all because I do want to thank Debbie, because after all, Debbie, I wouldn't be doing this if it hadn't been for you. So we now have this extra capability in hand and are able to go out and go forth. And I've taken a negative thing and turned it into a positive. So we're going to continue forward. So bad things sometimes happen for good reason and drive us to more noble goals. And that's the point here, is to take something bad and turn it into the good. And tomorrow what I will do is I will ban all, but I have one friend in Texas I'm going to get into contact with, and then I'll ban pretty much the whole state until we get So I'm sorry, you know, I have to ban such a large area of the country, but I have the technology to do that, and I will be doing it. And Grand Rapids, Michigan is going to get the same treatment because I know exactly who these people are. So anyway, we'll have all that well understood after I run my log analysis, you know, tomorrow morning on my lunch break, actually, at about 11:30. So you guys, big mistake. Don't do that anymore. Big, big mistake. Okay, do you want to do one more session here? Do you want to do another question?
Oh, sure. But
okay,
they're so probably the other spirits are probably gonna intercede and.
Well, we'll just give it a shot. I mean,
I might as well try. If nothing else, we'll get some more interesting stuff.
Yeah. Definitely, they made their point. Now, what we can ask them is to really answer. Just when we go do this, and I say go. Just say, please, you know, be sure to answer the question that I'm posing, and then ask the question, and you know, keep it within about 10 to 15 seconds long, and then just go silent, and then wait for me, and I'll say go, because
okay.
I'm trying. So what I'll do is and just get real quiet, and then I'll come in and say next, and so maybe let's do two more questions, and then we'll just take it from there. So, okay, here we go. I'm going to fire up the FM. And got the shielding back on. Okay, here we go. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Malachi, please answer
Stop.
With the question. What?
Stop. Got a problem
Stop.
Here.
Okay.
Yep. What I have to do is I had to restart it. Every so often, Audacity will fudge up on me, so I just have to stop it, restart it.
Okay.
And okay, here we go. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, go.
Malachi, please answer the direct question. Is there a chance I'll be moving to Salem, Massachusetts, or maybe Boston?
Okay, next.
Oh, now I'm trying to remember what I was going to ask. Oh, okay. All right. Okay. Spirits. In this house, is your name Frank? And can you tell me where the yellow tackle box is hidden? Is it in the garage?
Okay, I think that'll get it. Okay, I'm going to go ahead and stop the that. We took it out to about 137, but I let it, we had quite a bit going there, so I'm going to just snip off the beginning and go through and grab the, actually, I'm going to make sure I catch up. I guess sometimes I get a little too carried away, and I have to stop and think about what I'm. And I think we ran that out to almost 30 seconds, so let me compress that. And that didn't go well, so I'm going to undo that and take it back a bit. Sometimes what we get is a little bit of artifact, and I'll go to run the compression, and I'll catch the edge of a little bit of noise, like you might have moved or something, and it did it again, darn it. So I've got to push out just a little bit and clip off those ends, so that will do it. I think this is going to catch it. Yeah, that's exactly what I'm looking for. It's just when you get human beings, when we get in them just ready to speak, we actually make noises that we don't realize we're making. And when I go to analyze the audio, it's like I hear the part of your, when your lips actually start to move, I actually can hear that. And when I boost it, it's like it shows up really. And so it's like, and you hear all these noises, and you're like, okay, I'll clip that out.
Okay. Well, I know I make a lot of strange noises anyway, but now I can add something to it, all right.
You lick your lips, yeah. You kind of go.
I know, yeah, I know I do. Okay.
God, see. Oh, jeez. Yeah, you do. You lick your lips. I can actually hear it when I'm doing that. It's like, you just go.
Okay. Thank you. And now everybody knows.
Oh, my God. Kathy's got to go. Everybody stop. Everybody stop. She's got to go put. Kathy has to go put goo on the lily. Let's all hail Kathy. All hail Kathy. Let's talk about Kathy. Yeah. Okay, I got something for Kathy here. There we go.
Oh, that, how dare you! Oh, my God.
She's going to kill me.
That was rude. That was rude.
Oh, this is fun. We got a standing joke. She'll kill me later when she sees me. I'll walk up.
No, you're going to worry about it. I get a hold of you.
What? Okay, so here we go.
I didn't need to hear that right now.
See, now I've got there were like three spaces where you were. Okay, I think I'll just go ahead and do this. I'll break this out in thirds. And let's see. Yeah, I can work. I can make that work. All right, so let's go ahead. I've got them all. I've got the first pass through done, and let's just start tearing into this. Now, tell us about this place that you're in. I mean, more about it. What was your first impression when you walked in there?
First impression was, wow, love the kitchen. It's, been totally redone. It's huge. Like the tall floor, just like the kitchen. I think I was too busy just absorbing the place at first. It probably took me a few hours before, and after 17-hour drive, it's like I probably really wasn't noticing too much of the spirit activity. Until probably the next day, and I was like, wow.
Did he tell you that it was haunted before you got there, or did you,
No.
You just discovered it on your own kind of thing, you went, oh.
I don't know that he knows.
Huh?
Maybe he's not aware.
Did he, so he just has no hint, huh?
Probably not. I mean, he seems to clue in to the animal spirits around, but don't know that he's aware the humans are, or rather the ex-human ones, or whatever you want to call them. But
looks like we got some stuff on the first pass, and it's a little biased on the right, just as per usual. So I'm liking what I'm seeing here. Now I'm going to do the second. You've got three, there was like a space there in the middle where you kind of got quiet, and I just decided, well, I'm just going to go ahead and run this and clean that up. So I'll just see if anything came in between you talking. And what I'm going to do is I'm going to clip out a couple of pieces that just seem to be extraneous. So I'm going to do that and run the compressor. So you didn't key into it until the next day. Now what happened the next day that kind of got you thinking that you had something going on in there?
Let's see, the first one was, well, no, I just felt the change in the room, and then I definitely know there was a, oh, there is a spirit cat here.
Oh, really?
Maybe that is a spirit, yeah, because now I remember, because I was sitting on the sofa, and it's as if I felt a cat jump onto the back of the sofa, walk behind me and across the sofa, and when I turned and looked, I expected to see a cat, but there was nothing there, but yet I knew I felt a cat.
Well, I hate to break it to you, but I think his name is Tiger, then, or he's or he thinks he's a tiger, which most of our cats here have always thought they're way bigger than they really are. They kind of get this
utility
going on. Cats tend to have that. They think that they're the rulers of the earth, and sometimes they're a little, especially the smaller felines, don't really get it. They're as small as they are. Okay, it looks to me like we got some stuff. It's pretty talkative, this entity that you got going here. Let me go ahead and I'll boost this one up. And that has got a spike. That's why that didn't do what I wanted it to do. So I'm going to beat that up. Okay, that looks a little better. And I'll grab it. It is an art form, this work, guys. It's not the... when you learn to do this, oops, actually, I could have got a better minimum. What I do, and when I run what's called compression, and I look through the whole sequence for the smallest amplitude section, and I grab that and I sample the noise from that, because that's a point at which I can begin cutting out some of the minimum noise, and then I just keep doing that. I look at, matter of fact, I'm going to run a click removal here because there was a click there. You see that? Yep, got rid of that. And what I do is I keep running the minimums, and what that does is it washes out all the noise, and that's when I can get these voices to start pulling them out of the background. It's incredibly hard for them to leave their voices on, especially the gear that we got. It does work. Some nights they're better than others, but tonight's pretty good. We're not having too much difficulty. And I'm going to run one more wash set, and then I'm going to amplify it. Actually, I think I'll amplify first. Someone's just telling me I need to do it that way, so I'm going to trust my gut. Let's go with that. Yep, that looks really nice. So I'm going to grab the minimum here, and we're almost done with the last one, and then we could start analyzing. And it looks like a pretty clean set. Almost done, guys. And one more round, and I think we're going to get it. Yeah, I think I'll take it from here on the right. I ordered some new cable. Because Studio A, I had all that trouble. When I threw my back out, I'd been also walking around in the attic trying to get the attic all set with network cable to drag out to Studio A, and I had nothing but trouble. And I finally decided I'm going to go with a prefab cable, and I ordered that, and I just got it in the mail today. So Friday morning, in the cool of the morning, I'm going to get up and I'll have my drill and ladder and all that stuff, and I'll be running the prefab cable all the way out to Studio A, and I should be able to get us finally online and bury that cable and get it done with. So I've got the ditch dug, everything's ready, and my back is in much better condition.
Don't throw it out again.
Yeah. Well, you know what? I've been taking the medicine that they got me on this. My chiropractor gave me some pretty good nutrients. And had me, made me swear in blood I would take this stuff. So I said, okay, I'll do it. And it's really been helping. I mean, I haven't had hardly any twinges at all. And I've just been really careful. So, it was a big mistake to do that. Let me try this next. I was just running amplification and I went a little too high. Got a little too aggressive there. Let me do about 5 dB. And that looks a lot nicer. Okay, so I'm going to take and minimize one more time, and I think we got it washed pretty good. But yeah, it's going to be great because I bought what's called direct bury Cat 5 cable, and I could just I just bury it, just drop it in the dirt and cover it up. It's done. So I'll throw some sand on it. And how many other radio show hosts do you know that do all the stuff I do? It's crazy. Okay, this looks clean and it's really nice. And these guys are talking quite a bit. I'll take the second set and I'll just amplify it slightly. I just want to make sure I wash it good before we get started. And I'll take it up.
Yeah, I guess I'm going to have to start journaling all the little incidents because I had completely forgotten about the
cat.
Feeling the cat one.
Yeah, it's and this one is like a really
there's so much. I mean. You know, many incidents during the day, so I guess I'm just going to have to start journaling them so I can remember.
Well, yeah, and that's the thing.
I guess most normal people would have probably gone running by now. It's like, I don't want to be around that.
Well, no, you're the right person supposed to be
that,
there.
That, yeah, it doesn't bother me.
Yeah, and the thing is the thing I get is that part of Pennsylvania, is it was there? Was there war activity in the area there?
Probably. I'm not sure if in this area. I'll have to find out. Like I said, it was named after the Nanticoke Indian tribe. But, and I'm not sure how far this is from Gettysburg, but I had a lot of spirit activity when I lived. It was probably about 40 miles south of here for 7 years. House I rented there was constant.
Yeah, well, this whatever this.
So, as far as I know, Northeast Pennsylvania is just that way.
Yeah, I get war activity in the immediate vicinity, and it just seems to be, you know, pretty clear there was some, you know, something went on with soldiers there. So, I don't know. That's just an immediate sense I got. Okay, here we go. We're going to go ahead and play your initial question, and then I'm going to get started on run the compression on that so that we got that up, because you talk real soft when you ask your questions, so I have to raise them up a bit. Okay, here we go. 0 seconds on, and first question.
Malachi, please answer the direct question. Is there a chance I'll be moving to Salem, Massachusetts, or maybe Boston?
Okay, now when you said that, there was an EVP that showed up at between 4 to 5 seconds. So I'm going to grab that, and I'm just going to raise that up a bit. It was like a direct response to you. I've never seen that before, but I heard it, and I caught it just as we were playing. That just surprised me. I mean, I just don't, and I'm going to clean it up here. It's just this real short burst phrase, and it just was like, oh, yeah. So, yeah, there it is. And there is something there. Let me try it one more time. I'm just going to clean that up a bit. And I've never had one right where when people are actually talking. Okay, here we go. Okay, it's saying yes. So here we go. This part, I'll play the whole phrase. Here it goes.
The direct question. Is there the direct question?
He's saying yes or yeah. So it's like, I hear you. Okay, what do you want to talk about? Okay, here we go. 12 to 14 and a half. And I'm going to start. Let me write that third set. Okay, 12 to 14 and one half. And here they go. And this one's another loud start. So this is how they always do it. Here we go. Yes, you please me. Okay. Obviously, you're real nice to him. Let's see. 14 and a half to 16 and a half. Here we go. Okay, I'm going to take it from there and boost that, because that whole set is really lightweight and it just needs needs this. And that looks a lot cleaner. Okay, I can work with that. So I'll take it from 14 to half.
Yeah, but that's definitely sounding like Malachi and not some of these others.
Yeah. Okay, let's see what we've got with this guy. Here we go. It's saying help to free them. Help to free them.
Oh.
Yeah, it seems like they're going to say what they're going to say.
Yeah.
16 and a half to 17 and a half. Here we go.
Oh, great. Goody.
Yes, it's you. Yes, it's you. Okay, 16.5 to 17.5. Okay, yes, it's you. So it's like they're already, you know, knowing you're going to question this, and it's something about freeing somebody.
Here
we go. Okay, I wish to share with thee. I wish to share with thee. You know, so he's speaking in kind of an older terminology. I wish to share with thee 20 to 22 seconds, continuing on. Okay, this is a cross between being one of two things. One's nice and one's not so nice. Can you feel the ice yet, or can you feel the knife yet? And I'm leaning to, can you feel the knife yet? And
that
could be knife, and I don't know why. It doesn't strike me as evil presence. I don't think it's evil. So I'm going to go with the nice on that. So 22 to 24 and a half. Here we go. Sitting here behind you. So they're there with you in the room.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, they're making sure that you know they're there. 26 or 24, a little over 24 to 26 and a half. Here we go. I'm working with you in the night. I'm working with you in the night. So it's as if in your dreams you're working with them. unless you're also doing workings with them, you could be doing some magic or something like that. 26.5 to 28, no, 29. Here we go. Okay, this is somewhat scary. Guy says, I'm Enrique. Then new voice says, he's a demon.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm Enrique.
Oh, and I believe that because earlier I just had an overwhelming sense that there was one just hanging around watching. They can't touch me. I'm too well protected, but they're out there. They're watching.
Yeah, this is, yeah, that was kind of wild. I just was like, a little bit off there. Let me just check and see how that.
Enrique, wow.
Enrique, yeah.
Yeah.
But it's very clear that the name was Enrique. So now I'm going to take your second question. And go ahead and compress that up, and then we'll play that part. There we go. Okay, next.
Oh, now I'm trying to remember what I was going to ask.
Okay, and you went silent for a little while, and then there was stuff being said in between. And I'm going to clean this up, this one a bit, and clean up that section. Because in between you talking, it started doing its thing. And so I just grabbed that section. Okay, here we go. Now, it went with another strong burst. It seems to have a pattern. This happens a lot with EVP when we're doing this on air. It does a real strong burst for about 2 seconds, and then it settles down. So 36 to 37 and a half. Here we go. Okay, I'm here with you. 36 to 37 and a half. I'm here with you. And it's a much higher pitched male voice. Okay. So it's a new voice. And checking chat because I heard I was looking to see if we had any more trouble. We have Red Shifty. And I've seen Red Shifty around. I think Red Shifty friended me the other day. So good to see you, Red Shifty. Let's see. 37 and a half to 39. Here we go. Okay, I'm going to raise that up a bit. It needs a little tuning. Just need some amplification so I can pick it up a little better. Okay, that looks pretty decent. So let's just say a little bit more of noise removal and I'll be happy. And then we'll just take it from there. Okay, I think that's clean. Yeah, that looks a lot nicer. Okay, we're going to take that from 37.5 to 40.5. Here we go. Okay, it's in the light here to save you. In the light here to save you.
1 minute warning.
Huh?
Oh, somebody in the chat is saying 1 minute warning for what?
I think the show might be almost over.
Oh, okay.
Let me do this. Let me extend.
Great.
just saved it. Let's see if I got it. Let's see if I got it. I might. Ooh, we just hit it. Got it. So I just got it. So we continued on. Okay, good. All right, we're going to keep going. 40 and a half to 42. And thanks, Kathy, for doing that. I wasn't sure if Redshift was going to be good or not. Here we go. 40 and a half to 42. Here we go. Seth is above you. Seth is above you.
Ah.
You know Seth?
I only know of one Seth.
Seth is above you.
And it's not good.
Okay, let's see. Let's just take it. Keep going. 42 to 44. Here we go. Sounds like Russ or something like that is here tonight.
Russ?
Russ, or Russ is in the light. That's... But it's something, it sounds like something like that. Russ is in the light, or Russ is here tonight. Let me catch the next section here, and this is a short one because there's a, it's kind of a weird phrasing here. 44 to 45, here we go. Help Nick. Help Nick. All these names.
Yeah.
It's like there's all these names around that you've got going on. And let's take the next step. It's going to be 45 to 47, and that ends the first one. Let them come to me. Let them come to me. This is the I think the original male voice. It seems to have been the calmer one. He's just saying to all these guys, let them come to me. And it seems like that's the one that's been the more protective, beneficiary type energy that's around you. So this could be Malachi is sitting there just looking at him going, yeah, right, let them come see me, you know. And he's just basically not putting up with it. So let me take and raise up your voice here for the final one. And, yeah, there we go. I'm going to compress that. And then we'll play that out. And here we go.
All right. Okay. Spirits in this house, is your name Frank? And can you tell me where the yellow tackle box is hidden? Is it in the garage?
Okay. Now, that's it's doing the same thing again. This time it's got two strong phrases, actually almost three of them. So we're going to start at with this whole tackle box thing. 115 and a half to 117 and a half. Here we go. Thank you. don't be leaving here. Yeah. And taking care of something. So I just got rid of a problem. And special key eyes just came in. They keep coming in. And it's all the same bunch. So when I get their IPs all set up, I'll just hit the abuse lines and we'll take care of that tomorrow. So anyway, 118 to 120. So don't be leaving here. And I don't know what that's about, but let's keep going.
They probably know I want to go.
Yeah, here we go. 118, 120. I'm not sure. They're, it seems like they're talking quite a bit here. Have you been shopping? Did you go out shopping?
Well, we went grocery shopping yesterday.
Yeah, she, it's like she's been shopping. Yeah. So, yeah, it was really clear. That's like Class A stuff. I mean, there was no doubt what's being said. You know, it's
wow.
Like a, it's a Southern way of talking, though. It's show been shopping. So it's almost like you've got like a Southern accent or Southerner in there with you. 120
Weird.
And a, yeah, 120 and a half to 123. Here we go. Okay, this is a direct appeal to you. It says, help, lady, help me stay here. It's as if this spirit is aware. This is a new voice, and he's saying, help, lady, help me stay here. You have got a collection of these guys. This is not – place is a friggin' portal.
Okay, maybe that's – okay. I've been trying to figure out why the heck it was so important for me to come here. And why the spirits were telling me to come here, maybe this is why I'm supposed to be, it is a portal and I've got my work cut out for me.
You got your work cut out for you because this is, you know, it's just one thing after another with these EVPs. And they're, it's like it's just this, I stopped counting the number of different voices I've got here. We've got well over 10 different entities so far that I've...
That doesn't surprise me because I feel something different, you know, several times a day. I'm like, okay.
I mean, it's definitely odd. If I were you, I would be just keeping a journal like you're talking about. That's going to help you start separating out who's seeing
what. Yeah.
Yeah. 123 to 125 and a half. Here we go. Okay, you've got a lot of them that are actually there in the room with you, trying to get the vibe for your attention. That it's saying here beside you. So you've, you know, so far we've had, I think, two or three that have made their point that they're there in the room with you.
Yeah.
Yeah, now we got 125 and a half to 128. Here we go. Looking for a customer. Okay, this is one I can't repeat on air.
Uh-oh.
Let's just say it's saying, help you take your, and it has to do with a part of the female anatomy, out. Yeah. That's basically what it says. It's like, and it's a new voice. So, yeah, this one's, and it's a male. He's, like, just being really crude. So,
wow.
Yeah, and there's no mistaking it. I thought, did I hear what I just heard? And I let it run a bunch of times. I'm going, okay, so help you take your out. 128 to 130 and a half. Here we go. Okay, this one is being, this guy's got an attitude, and it's definitely the same entity. He just followed right up. He says, I will F with you. So, yeah, and I think you've got more protection than, you know, than he's able to overcome. So
I know that.
I think he's a mouth, is what he is. He's just a mouthy one, and he's just going to be kind of like our little troll problem here. It's like, okay, whatever. 130 to 132. Here we go. Okay, I got to raise that up because that's just not going to come out. So let me. Okay, there we go. Now, this name Russ keeps coming up. I've been hearing this. Russ, here behind you.
Huh.
And this is one of the calmer male energies behind you. I think you've got a bunch of guys who are, like, you know, kind of pulling in with you, and you've got these angelic guides that are with you, too, that are working with you. So you've got a bunch of them there, but you've also got some bad guys that are just sort of bad. And I don't, you know, one says, yeah, demon, but you really need to trust your instincts and see if this is, you know, if it is something like that. I think that these are a bunch of mouthpieces that say they're not. You know, they're just, yeah, look at us, we're badass, you know. And, you know, trust your instincts and let your instincts guide you to what's going on with this place. And it'll reveal itself over time, you know, so. But let's go ahead and review what we got. First, I'm going to export this and make sure I got it saved. And enjoy session 2. Oops. I'm going to make sure I save the whole session with this, the selection. Okay, there we go. And let's override it. Good. Okay, here we go. The first thing it says... yeah, yes, you please me. Help to free them. Yes, it's you. I wish to share with thee. Can you feel the knife yet, or can you feel the knife yet? Sitting here behind you, I'm working with you in the night. I'm Enrique, and then a new voice says, he's a demon. Then it says, I'm here with you, in the light, here to save you. Seth is above you. Russ is in the is in tonight, or is here with you tonight. Help me, and then it says, let them come to see me. And that's where that was one of the more authoritative voices that just listened to all the BS going on and says, let them come here to see me. And it just seemed to be a real kind of a put down, like, yeah, well, I'm in charge, kind of a thing.
Yeah.
Then don't leave here in the second set. She's been shopping. So, you know, it was kind of like they were looking at what you had been doing. They keep, they're trying to prove to you they've been around, you know, and they're saying things.
Yeah,
like
I know that. Well, I just felt one. On my right side, and earlier, it's like I knew there was one on my left because somebody I felt the brush on my elbow. They're trying to make contact, definitely.
Yeah, and I would leave little things out to see if they move anything and start testing their abilities and see what you got here, you know. So, yeah, you're experienced. You know what to do. So just, you know, trust your
instincts. Oh, yeah. Well, and my other house before I moved, I would leave pendulums hanging. So, you know, it was like they could move them if they wanted to get my attention. But here, I haven't set anything up yet, you know, and still haven't finished. Everything's kind of still in a disarray.
Well, now this one is another guy, and he sounded really faint, and he says, "Hey, help, lady, help me stay here." And he was just kind of really faint out there. So yet another.
And I'm
one
like, "What? Yeah, what is that about? Help me stay here?"
Yeah, and then he says,
"I guess he doesn't want to cross."
I
was figuring maybe I'm supposed to help all these cross or something.
I think that's part of it, and I think you're supposed to clear it and help close this thing down and do what you have to do. And you're going to get guidance from the other side on this, and you know, and from the lady and Lord, if that's what it takes. You know, they'll definitely make their wishes known with it. And then it says, here beside you, then a new voice kicks in and help you, and then take your female anatomy out, and I will F with you. And it was just, I will F with you. And then the same voice, same guy, Russ, says, Russ, here behind you. So you've got, and these are almost all exclusively male. You know, there's no female entity showed up in any of tonight's work here. So I'm just sort of at a loss to explain it, but the only thing I could say is it's got a long, long history that goes back before the building. That's the immediate impression I get. I get soldiers that haven't crossed. There was a Southern reference there.
Oh, wow.
Like it's a Confederate maybe type thing or something from the South before the war, somebody from the South living up there. But that's the sort of thing. And then there's this other reference to some of the powwow magic that was done up there in that area. Kind of somebody practicing on the property, doing things that were more in the dark side and calling some of this bad stuff in. So,
okay.
You go around, I kind of feel that energy there because that's just what's coming into me at this point. So, it's not all from one time period either. It seems to cross a span of about, I'd say probably 70 to 90 years worth of different eras where these different spirits come from. And a few more recent ones, the other impression I just got was these guys that you're dealing with in there are the older ones, and then outside there's some newer ones who've been more in our century, who haven't crossed, who are just kind of wandering around confused. So that just seems to be the kind of the general feel I'm getting.
Yeah, I've got a couple that are hovering right, you know, beside me right now. They're making it known. It's like, okay, yeah. I guess I'm not going to get to sleep tonight because they're going to bug me all night.
Yeah, just do some protection stuff. I mean, you know the drill. And And, you know, go with it and then see what they, what happens and just keep your log. And then I'd say you and me need to talk some more because I think that, this story isn't quite over with. You know, because when you start keeping a log, especially even a week is going to be plenty valuable because when we review what we have here from tonight and then what you get during the week, I think it's going to paint the picture a little better. But, you know, you definitely have, I feel like what you have are 18th century ghosts at the earliest part of it that transition into, you know, 19th
century. And that's exactly what I was feeling with the one that I saw.
Yeah.
Looking at me from that window on the other side of the yard. That's exactly what I thought.
Yeah, and it's and the thing is these are all guys, at least most of them. I do think there's a couple of women spirits nearby, but
I thought that was the woman that I saw, but it was so brief, and it could have been like, you know. But men back then wore those long white cotton nightshirts.
Yeah, no, it's male energies in your immediate vicinity, but there were women nearby. And
yeah, it could have been the one that I saw from the other house.
I think that what would make sense is to research the property's history and find out what was there before. If it could have been some sort of military thing, then it would make sense with all the male presences. And then this thing with the powwow, I think, had to do with the women. And I think that that was, you know, it was a combination of women and men working, doing these workings, and they were nearby. And so it's kind of this whole potpourri of icky. You know, there's another word for it. It's just icky. And it just needs to get cleaned up. So that's kind of the feeling I get. So, but hey, you know, we've done quite a show here tonight. You know, thank you for, you know, coming on and, you know, being part.
Yeah, I was quite surprised it turned out a little bit more than I thought it would be.
Yeah, Well, I was thinking an hour, but, you know, it's run in exceptionally stable for our first simulcast. And, you know, I know nobody's listened to the Shoutcast side just yet, and that's actually good. What we did is we actually broadcast at a very low bit rate so that I can start testing the line and make sure I know what the maximum bit rates I can support are. But my reach is just, you know, greatly extended. And so now we're going to be able to advertise that Shoutcast show and then start drawing in new listeners and, you know, go forward. But, you know, we've got, looks like I had a bunch of people calling in just listening. I got one hand up from 916 area code. I might just, you know, I'll keep you on the line here. We'll just answer this and see who this is, because it could be a friend of mine. Let's see who we got. 916.
Might be a troll.
Well, I'm not a friend of yours, but you got to talk
about it. I didn't think so.
Yeah,
who we got here?
They call me Reverend Nevels.
Okay, Reverend.
Yeah, speaking about spirits, the house that I'm remodeling right now, there was a young boy that got killed here.
Yeah.
He burnt up, and in fact, the house is back to normal now.
Yeah.
But I haven't seen that spirit simply because God, Jesus, haven't allowed me to see him. So the simple fact, I can't speak to the dead, but I can speak to the spirits.
Right.
We had a little girl here present in the house, which is a friend of mine, and she would always cry when she goes into this room. And they never knew why she was crying. But because of the little girl was 6 years old, and the boy that got killed here was 6 years old, they were playing. I guess evidently he made her cry. He scared her or spooked her or whatever you want to call it. But in the same token, I mean, spirits, we see them. Ghosts, we see them, but, I mean, they can't hurt us.
Right.
Simply because we're not spirits ourselves. We're still flesh. So, I mean, they give us signs and before it even happened. But we don't acknowledge it because we just say, oh, well. You know, people say just, oh, well, but if people really tune into the spirits, the spirits will guide them. The ghosts will guide them where they want them to go or what they want them to do. And sometimes
yeah.
The spirit is not only the spirit of the person or the room that you were in or the past tense. It could be a sign from God. And if you're not on the spiritual level, you can't communicate.
I would agree with you. I mean, I've run into too many of these things that seem to be working through as agents of God, if you will, and repeatedly have run into, especially we do so much on this show with connecting people with their loved ones who have passed, and having gotten many good validations from that. And I'm a big believer that you know, God does work in some pretty mysterious ways and amazing ways through this, and that you know, we've had so many positive things that have occurred. We get some of these negative things, like tonight we do get negative spirits, and some that seem to not have crossed, who are confused, and some with an ego who are afraid to face God, if you will, you know, crossing over and having to go into the light and you know, atone for the things they've done, and look at their life that they lived and have to work with it, you know. So that's something that does happen, indeed.
Yeah, because like yesterday, I guess the 21st day of the month is my dad passed, and I seen vision of him all day today. And I haven't elaborated with my sister, and he's been gone, maybe 10 years now. And next year, actually in September, I'll be going to his burial and paying my respects. It's been 10 years since I've been apart from him.
Yeah.
I mean, I look at myself, and then I look at his picture from when he was my age. Well, I'm 46 now, but the picture from when he was my age is a slim image. And, like, even today, I haven't drank the beer in maybe about 25 years. And I look at myself, I'm sitting here, I'm watching TV, and I'm drinking Bud Light, what my dad used to drink as well, you know. And my wife looked at me like, "You drinking?" I said, "No." She said, "What are you doing?" I said, "Well, I'm sitting here with my dad," and she tripped out.
Well, hey, we've got 2 minutes remaining, and I do appreciate you calling in with that, and hope that you come back and listen to us some more.
That's no problem. I enjoy it. You guys later.
Okay, thank you. And to all of our other listeners on the call-in lines, thank you for everybody for calling in tonight and being part of our first simulcast. And so we're going to be winding it down. And Joy, it was truly a joy to have you on again and to be getting to know your new spirits. I mean, thank you for being part of our adventure here tonight and sharing some of your adventures with us.
Oh, well, thank you. It's been a blast. We'll have to do it again. Because I think there's still probably a lot more left to discover.
Yep. Well, I think let's get talking with you next week. We'll have you back on here. Actually, this week on Thursday, we'll talk some more with you and see what's going on and talk about your log and all that. So, okay, well, we got less than 1 minute remaining. So I am going to begin the sign-off here and read off the list of people here. We've got Kathy manning the boot button. Thank you so much, Kathy, for booting all those people that were being crazy. Disgruntled Dan is with us. Elizabeth Rose, Fire Witch, of course. Joy is here with us. And Gerber Daisy. So with that, this is Ghost Rider Paranormal Radio. We're going to go ahead and sign off our first simulcast here at midsummer. And God bless everybody. And if you believe in the God and Goddess of all things, this is their day. This is midsummer. And with that, we are signing off. Good night, everybody. You are listening to Ghost Rider Paranormal Radio, coming to you from the Haunted Studios here in Shingle Springs, California, live on blogtalkradio.com.